Welcome to Divorce Talk, a podcast for people who are contemplating divorce, going through one, or would like to know everything about the divorce process. Each episode, you'll hear from Chicago divorce lawyers from Bierman LLP, one of the largest divorce and family law firms in the state of Illinois, speak on all things divorce, from child custody, divorce litigation, mediation, the collaborative process, and everything in between. Now, here are your hosts, the Bierman Divorce Lawyers.
We are here with divorce and family law partners Morgan Stogsdill and Heather Rosen, and we are talking about the rights of the working mother. It's a very interesting topic. I can't wait to jump right into it. But before we do that, Morgan and Heather will tell us a little bit about themselves. Morgan?
Thanks, Sandra. So I grew up in the western suburbs of Chicago. I've been at this firm for over 10 years. And most importantly, I'm a mother. So I think it's poignant for our discussion today. And I've just been dealing with a lot of mothers lately who have a lot of questions. So I think it'll be very interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
Hi, Sandra. Thanks for having me. I'm Heather Rosen. I grew up in Northwest suburbs, Lincolnshire. I went to Stevenson High School and I did my undergraduate degree at Penn State. And then I went on to law school at Chicago Kent, which is here in Chicago. I'm also a working mother. I just had a baby, so I have a 3.5-month-old at home, and I also have a 2-year-old. Today's her birthday.
Aww.
So I'm excited to be here to talk about these very important issues.
Well, I think it's on every mother's mind when you're going through a divorce, how that affects every facet of divorce. So let's start from how being a working mom affects a mom's parenting time in a divorce.
So to start out, what the court will do is they will want to know exactly what you've been doing before you started this divorce. So I always say to any client, don't change anything. Whatever was working for you before should work for you now. We need to work around your schedule and what was working for your family. I get a lot of people that come in the door and they're freaked out about divorce and they want to change up their work schedule. They want to change up their travel schedule. And maybe some tweaks will work, but overall, we should keep it status quo.
And when you say they want to change things, is that because they want more parenting time and they feel if they cut back at work that they'll be able to have more time with their children?
Potentially. Or they think if they change their schedule, then that would give them more time in the future. And that's what they're really concerned about.
What about maintenance? How does that play into?
Sure. So here in Illinois, under the Illinois Marriage and Dissolution of Marriage Act, which is the statute that governs divorce cases, maintenance is determined, formerly known as alimony, of course, is determined based on both parties' incomes. So a working mom has an income and her income will play a part in what she does receive at the end of the day. But of course, if she's earning money, then she probably is going to require less money from the other spouse. So again, as Morgan said, I mean, what worked during the marriage is probably going to continue to work post-dissolution. But certainly the statute, section 504, does take into account both parties' incomes when determining what she might be entitled to.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, that the law looks at it and it's pretty black and white, depending on what you make and what your spouse makes?
Yeah, so it depends on the total household income and whether or not the family actually falls within the purview of the statute, depending on whether the court has more or less discretion in awarding maintenance and how much maintenance. But certainly both numbers do come into play. So yes, the wife and the husband's numbers in terms of how much they're earning will determine how much she or he might be entitled to.
And what about child support? Let's talk a little bit about that.
Same thing. Illinois recently, I believe it was July 1st of 2017, we changed our child support laws. We used to be a straight percentage state, which means that the payee, the person that was owed support, was paid based on a percentage of the payor's income, which would be the person that was paying support. We revamped our laws here in Illinois, and we do what's called an income share, which means that both parties' incomes are taken into consideration when we determine what, if anything, somebody might be entitled to for child support. It takes into consideration both the financials and also parenting time. So parenting time plays a direct effect on how much somebody might receive in support. If the non-primary parent has more than 40% of the overnight parenting time, they're going to pay less money in child support than if they had less than 40% of the overnight parenting time.
How can the system fail working moms?
In my opinion, the system can fail working moms when a mother is working at a part-time job that maybe isn't making enough money to justify that job, or they are working at a full-time job where the money is not enough to justify. Specifically, if you think about a working mom, and let's just talk about the Chicagoland area, the costs of raising children are very high. So if you're working at a part-time job or even a full-time job where you're not making enough money to justify the childcare costs, let's talk about schooling costs, maybe a nanny or a babysitter, caretakers in general, it may not even out. So it may not make sense for the mom to be working because essentially every dollar that she may be making may be going towards this childcare.
So let's talk hypothetically here. Does it make sense for a mom not to work if they're not working full-time or if they're working part-time and not, you know, right? Because if a mom is going through a divorce, she's used to a certain lifestyle. Now that lifestyle can't continue. So they decide, well, let me take a part-time job. Would you recommend that they do not do that for purposes of, for everything, maintenance, child support, and parenting?
So I think it's always case dependent, always fact dependent. One of the concerns that moms have, and it's a valid concern, if there's been a mom who's been out of the workforce for some time, it may be difficult for her to get back into the workforce. So that's a consideration. Another consideration is if they're working part-time and not making much money, is it because they're foot in the door for potentially post-divorce to get maybe that full-time job? And if they leave their part-time job, are they out of the workforce and then no longer relevant? Their skills have been diminished. So these are all factors that when a client comes into us, we need to delve into and we need to talk about what could happen next step. So it's really important that a client or a potential client come in and tell us exactly everything that's happened in their background work-wise and what they see in their future.
What could be done to protect a working mom's?
I think that the best piece of advice that as a working mom myself that I have for another working mom is to talk to a professional, i.e. a divorce attorney, as early as you possibly can, because a lot of times our clients come in and they've already changed their employment or they're in the process of making a change. And we, as experts in our field, we're able to guide them into what decisions might be best and what decisions might be worst for a divorce case that is going to commence. We certainly don't want somebody who had a good job to leave their job thinking that that's going to give them the upper hand in these proceedings, because oftentimes a court might say, you were working at this rate and you have the ability to do that, so you should go back and find another job. So just because you're the mother doesn't mean that you necessarily get stay-at-home mom, because if that's not what you did and that's not the status quo of your family, then a court's not going to consider that to be a fair resolution in your case.
Okay. What about if a working mom travels a lot? Oftentimes I see both mom and dad have jobs that require lots of traveling. How does that play into the process?
Sure. So lots of traveling requires more logistics. It required it before a divorce and after a divorce. A lot of times what we do is we build in what's called a right of first refusal. So that if, let's just say dad is working and he's traveling and not going to be home overnight with the children, he would call mom and offer the children to them or to mom before getting a babysitter, calling his parents or whatever. The one thing I just do want to clarify is that every family is so different. And Heather and I are not here advocating that moms get more rights because they're moms or dads get more rights because they're dads. It is so fact dependent. We are not pro mom or pro dad one way or the other. The unique thing that's happened, in my opinion, the last 10 to 15 years is that we are seeing a lot more moms going back into the workforce or a lot more moms being working moms. So the dynamics have shifted slightly. So now we have a lot of families that have two people that are working and trying to juggle children. So the working mom subject has become more relevant in the last few years.
So I think as three working moms, you could agree or disagree, but in my household, mom picks up a lot of the softer skills, if we want to say, right? The logistical planning of who's driving who and scheduling and things that don't cost money, but cost time, right? So if a couple is going through a divorce and mom traditionally did all of that, I'm sure she's not going to be happy to continue to do that after divorce. How does that play into the divorce? How do judges see that? I'm just wondering. I'm curious.
Well, you're kind of talking about the household secretary, right?
Yes.
House manager.
House manager. That's how I like to consider it.
What would happen if that person left? The whole house would implode, right? But I'll let Heather answer that.
I think that's sort of interesting because in my personal opinion and also in my professional opinion, that's the part of the working mom that sort of doesn't necessarily get seen by the court and by the judge as often as it should. It's not the tangibles, a mom who's a working mom. It's the intangible things that we do on a day-to-day basis that aren't necessarily quantifiable that sort of get put aside when you're trying to determine what should the parenting schedule be or where should the child live. In my opinion, it's the really important emotional aspect of caring for your child. Dad could say, oh, I want the children. I want to have them overnight as much as I possibly can. But it's still a lot of the stuff that falls on the mom that the dad just simply didn't do historically that you have to determine, well, is this person going to do that on an ongoing basis? And we have to look and see, are the children's needs actually going to be met at the same rate that they were met when mom really was responsible for all of those little things that add up to big things in the household?
And just dovetail on that. I mean, sometimes what we do is we divide up these responsibilities going forward, and sometimes it works. Other times, we just know, depending on the parties, it's not going to work, whether it be mom scheduling or dad scheduling. Someone just doesn't have the capacity to handle it. So then, like Heather said, we have to figure out what's best for the kids. So does it mean, potentially in some cases, that mom has to, for lack of a better term, just suck it up and continue the scheduling so that the child doesn't suffer? Potentially. I mean, those are all issues that we hear and we want to work through because it makes the transition from married to divorce for the children that much better. And children are our number one focus here.
All right. Well, anything else that you think would be important for moms to know? Anyone who's watching this podcast or listening to it, what's the key takeaway?
We're here. We understand in more ways than one. We understand what we do professionally, but we also understand how hard these things are, really, because we do it ourselves. We wake up every day. We have to get kids ready for daycare and for school. And we also come to work and we work our asses off at work. And then we go home and we take care of our house. So we understand all aspects of how that is. And we're here to help, answer questions, do whatever we can.
Absolutely. And in my opinion, a working mom has a lot of duties. And that's not lost on us. So we don't just talk about, well, what does the future look like with child-related parenting time? We actually delve deeper and say, how does it work with scheduling? How does it work with parenting time? Who's making the appointments for the children and who's going to those appointments? We really want to know everything so that we see your big picture and help you navigate forward.
Right. Well, thank you guys. This has been really interesting and hopefully very insightful for everyone who's watching and listening. If you'd like to learn more about Heather and Morgan, please go onto our website at www.biermanlaw.com. Please also follow us and like us on Facebook and LinkedIn and subscribe to our podcast channel. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Divorce Talk. Visit our website at www.biermanlaw.com, where you can subscribe to the show so you'll never have to miss a single one. Please also follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn and subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating. Be sure to tune in next time for another enlightening episode.